From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Abby Larico. The four Republicans running for governor in Illinois have been campaigning on similar issues. See if you can spot it.
Just new taxes upon new taxes.
That were the highest property taxes in the country.
They can't pay any more rent. Real estate taxes go up.
They're taxing your taxes.
Why each of the Republicans hoping to challenge incumbent Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker this fall say they deserve the GOP vote. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. The U.S. Department of Justice released a letter yesterday that says the Special School District of St. Louis County is in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. STLPR's Hiba Ahmed reviewed that letter and has this report.
The letter states that SSD relied on seclusion and restraint practices as a regular method of controlling student behavior rather than a policy of last resort. It states the district secluded over 300 students almost 4,000 times over the course of two school years, often for nonviolent classroom disruptions. In one case, a second grader was secluded for 3.5 hours for drawing on her chair, cursing, and being disrespectful. The district said in a statement that it was reviewing the findings the report and that, quote, student safety and well-being remain our top priority. The DOJ called on the district to immediately abandon its seclusion and restraint practices. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
Annie Malone, Children and Family Services, is launching a capital campaign to raise money for upgrades and repairs to its building. That headquarters is more than a century old. This comes as the organization has canceled its May Day parade, which also dates back more than 115 years for the second year in a row. Leaders cite financial hardships as the reason for a pivot for 2026. The organization is instead planning a May Day community festival and talent showcase on Sunday, May 17th. The hope is to recoup money there that would usually come from the parade. Alderwoman Pam Boyd is Annie Malone's board president. She says getting the organization's headquarters in good shape again will be no small feat.
It would take $50 million to bring this building back up. And that was before the tornado came.
Boyd says she expects Annie Malone to host the parade again next year. St. Louis is likely to see additional millions in state dollars for tornado relief. The Missouri House passed a supplemental budget bill yesterday, including that funding. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, most of that money goes to assisting private property owners.
Within the supplemental budget is $86 million to St. Louis for disaster relief from the tornado that hit St. Louis last May. That's in addition to the $100 million that lawmakers approved last June. The purpose of most of those dollars is to go towards aiding private property owners, including with debris removal. Both Democrats and Republicans spoke of the need for more relief dollars. One was St. Charles Republican Travis Wilson.
I believe that the relief that could be imparted through this appropriations bill will be helpful in not only to rebuilding that area, but also to creating a better overall region for the St. Louis region.
A portion of that $186 million will be reimbursed by the federal government. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Some Missourians could soon be allowed to register their vehicles for 5 years at a time. The House voted unanimously yesterday on legislation that would create the option for people with vehicles less than 6 years old. It would cost $45. The legislation also repeals the law that restricts which vehicles can be registered for the current maximum of 2 years. Right now, odd model year cars can't be registered for that long in an even numbered year and vice versa. Representative Steve Butts of St. Louis says he's in favor of this because he recently went through the process.
And I'm like, it was a brand new car, and why could I only get a 1 year tag? So that was the reason.
Though the bill did pass unanimously, some representatives last week raised concerns that people would stop paying for car insurance or turn in their personal property taxes late. Proof of both are required with registration. The legislation now goes to the Senate. If it passes, the change would start next year. Today is the first day of filing for candidates running in Missouri's primary election cycle. Candidates for state auditor, the state legislature, and key county-based posts can start filing this morning. That includes GOP and Democratic contenders for St. Louis, St. Charles, and Jefferson County executive. But one unknown for congressional candidates is which map will be used for the August primary. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins says a more Republican-leaning map is in effect, while backers of a referendum say district lines created in 2022 should still be active. It'll be up to a judge to decide. Missouri's filing period will last until March 31st. Missouri House members recently passed legislation aimed at curtailing the fundraising strategy that former Senator Bill Eigel used in his gubernatorial campaign. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the Republican official says his former colleagues are misguided.
The House bill would require explicit permission for someone to provide recurring donations to a campaign and require those contributions to stop when a race is over. It comes after Eigel managed to attract thousands of small donors for his 2024 gubernatorial bid. Eigel says building a network of small donors from in and out of the state is preferable to what other candidates do.
A lot of people making small donations can be just as powerful as big donors or big special interests.
Eigel is one of three Republicans running for St. Charles County Executive, and he's still using his small donation strategy to raise money. Critics say it fools people into thinking that they're donating to national campaigns. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Callaway County Republican state senator is leaving the General Assembly to become the executive director of the Missouri Technology Corporation. Senator Travis Fitzwater will lead the public-private partnership that, among other things, provides grants to startup companies and partners with higher education institutions to foster entrepreneurship. Fitzwater says he gained invaluable experience representing a number of rural counties and part of St. Charles County in the Missouri Senate.
I learned a lot about leadership in that. I leaned into some really hard things my first 2 years. I earned a lot of respect and earned several wins that I'll always be proud of.
Fitzwater says he's still working on details about when he'll start his new job, which may require him to resign from his Senate seat before his term ends early next year. Four Republican candidates have thrown their hats in the ring to challenge two-term Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker in November. They face an uphill battle against the billionaire Democrat in a state that's shifted more and more blue over the past decade. Mawa Iqbal has more.
It's a Friday afternoon. Dozens of people are gathered inside a community room in Champaign, about a mile away from the University of Illinois campus. Ted Dabrowski is hosting a meet and greet, and he's pulling up a slideshow on the overhead screen when a blown-up picture of Governor J.B. Pritzker pops up.
Let's remember the target.
Oh, okay.
Dabrowski is the former president of conservative think tank Wirepoints. He's been following Illinois' economic policies for at least 15 years, and he says Pritzker has made the state too expensive for people.
We should be leading the country in economic growth, in job creation, in wage growth, population. And we're not. We're a bottom five state.
Census data from the last year shows Illinois has seen population growth over the past few years. Before Dabrowski goes up against Pritzker, he has to contend with three other candidates who have also been campaigning on similar issues. Here they all are.
Just new taxes upon new taxes.
We're the highest property taxes in the country.
They can't pay any more rent. Real estate taxes go up.
They're taxing your taxes.
It's a crowded GOP primary field that faces a tall task in flipping Illinois' executive mansion red in November. The last time a Republican won statewide office was former Governor Bruce Rauner in 2014. And suburban counties that were once Republican strongholds are now won handily by Democrats, like DuPage County, where two-term Sheriff James Mendrick was the first to jump in the race a year ago. He says working as a cop for 30 years in the Chicagoland area has earned him a positive reputation with Democrats, even in Chicago's inner city.
I laugh because I'm like, I'm the only white guy out there, and I'm like, my opponents will never come out here. No, this is all mine.
Video gaming mogul Rick Heidner, who's neck and neck in the fundraising lead with Dabrowski, says residents, no matter their party, just want to feel safe again.
As I kept seeing all this harm that was happening in our state, all these people that are getting hurt, you know, killed, raped, beaten, and none of it makes any sense to me.
That may be his pitch to voters, but research from the University of Chicago shows that violent crime has plummeted across the U.S. and in Chicago, where most of the candidates hail from, except for one, Darren Bailey. His name is probably more familiar to the state's electorate because of his losing bid to unseat Pritzker back in 2022.
Look, I want to pay for it. We'll go outside, I want to support you, some signs and take pictures. So.
The downstate farmer paid a visit in January to a local coffee stand in Verdon, about a 20-minute drive from Springfield. The town has a little over 3,000 people in it.
The future of this small business here, it depends on one thing to grow, and that is that we fire J.B. Pritzker this November. Are you on board with me for that?
Pritzker's campaign has wasted no time painting Bailey as, quote, too MAGA for Illinois. He's also lost key support from conservative megadonor Dick Uihlein, who's backing Ted Dabrowski this time around. In this second go at Pritzker, Bailey has rebranded his campaign to put less emphasis on social issues and President Trump, whom Bailey courted 4 years ago.
This does not revolve around President Trump, and I want the people of Illinois to truly understand that. I want them to come and have a conversation with me. We've got our own unique problems and situations, and it's time that we stop this political divisiveness.
The Illinois Republican Party isn't endorsing anyone in this race. The winner will likely duke it out with the heavily favored incumbent, who is expected to emerge from his own primary unscathed, with sights set on becoming one of the state's longest-serving governors. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
That story comes to us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. The music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.